We're going to, you know, just shift gears a little bit and get into some Stop, Drop, Rewind. Let's start off with a new song from Stop, Drop, Rewind, Love No Medicine. We're going to get the guys in. Chris and DJ are here in the studio. We're going to get them moved in just a moment while this song plays. But Andy, tell us about Love No Medicine.
Love No Medicine is one of the five singles that we set out to release in 2019, but we actually released this one, I believe, in 2020. And this is actually not released anywhere on Apple Music or Spotify, so you can only hear this in very specific places.
Like here on Midwest Beat.
Like here on Midwest Beat. But, you know, DJ gives a good banter about this song, so I'll let him
talk about it when he comes on. Love No Medicine. This is Stop, Drop, Rewind. The boys will join us after this.
If you ever have to bleed to meet your needs, better widen your scope. Wasting time wishing you're someone else. Everybody, 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 hide from yourself. Ivory tower looks cold and lonely. Favorite object, not remotely. I want your love, no medicine. Eyes can't keep still, terrified. I'm nervous all the time.
Love No Medicine. That is new stuff from Stop Drop Rewind. And DJ and Chris have joined us along with Andy, the trio that are Stop Drop and Rewind, or Stop Drop Rewind. No and in there. I keep getting slapped every time I say that.
Right in the hand.
DJ, you have a story, Andy said, about that song. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, that was a song that we wrote together. I'm not certain the story that Andy is referencing that I have, other than that, you know, we wrote it and recorded it basically just before everything shut down, so we were able to release it pretty much right as soon as everyone started having to stay home last year. We were able to put this out just so everybody had something new to listen to while they were stuck at home.
That was our Frozen 2. We early released it on streaming.
So have you guys done a lot of the streaming and virtual stuff because of COVID? Because you guys are always so active. I've got to think you were bouncing off all, especially you, Chris. You are always so energized on stage, and every time I see you, even in here.
Good.
So how did you guys deal with that that shutdown situation musically?
I hit my head on Andy's basement ceiling a lot.
Yeah.
And I lose my head because everything's like virtual now, so I lose my headphones too. People watched the Lakeshore TV show the other day, mm-hmm. and said like, "Oh, going to keep headphones?" No, I'm not. Yeah, we switched to doing more online stuff. We've been trying to do that anyway though.
Okay.
So it gave us it was not fun to not play shows, right? And like scary public health things were going on. It did open up our schedules to finally do like what we had been like, okay, we need to handle that. So now we do a monthly live stream. DJ and I did 16 weeks of every week in a row.
Mm-hmm. Just acoustic stuff.
Yes. And then trying to get on top of virtual.
Did you do a lot of writing as well in between? Were you debuting new material when you were doing that, or going to the old standards from the last few albums?
We were doing some new material. We were doing a lot of writing. I mean, that's kind of where Space Force came from. That was an idea that we kicked around for a while, and then, like Chris was saying, suddenly we had time to flesh it out and, you know, write the song, make the video. That was really fun. Yeah. And
the video was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, that one, we had too much fun with that. Maybe, I think probably a little too much fun, more fun than we should be allowed to have with one thing. But that's okay. That did really well. We're really happy about that. And we kind of have been fleshing out a new, like, less in-person writing process that mm-hmm. we've applied even now that we are meeting, you know, to practice regularly in person. We're trying to do this more digital songwriting stuff so everybody has their stuff at home. They can think about it rather than us getting to practice and being like, okay, here's the new thing. What should we do with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we kind of got from – from the shutdown.
Where's the best place to find your videos? Is it on YouTube?
YouTube is good.
You go to mm-hmm. one of your websites? Or
They're all on the website, which is stopdroprewind.com.
Okay.
All the official videos are on the website.
They're all
some
on
of
the YouTube.
Lower level video content is up on Facebook as well. Just the goofy day to day stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're turning more to video lately?
It would appear that way.
Okay. All right.
We did have the time to kick off that with Space Force. That was something we had wanted to do anyway for a while. And so once things slowed down and we got an idea of how that would work for us, like we need to figure out how to shoot these, edit it, and write it and put it all together and get it out in
your
a timely
creativity
fashion.
Creativity in making that, the filmmaking aspect of that video was cool. Who was responsible for that?
Sort of me, mostly.
Mostly Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Mostly me. Editing and things too.
Yeah, it was thrust upon him.
Yeah, I was hesitating because Andy's wife Anna helps us like a lot with that. So she actually shoots it. I guess I did most of what you would call like directing.
Okay.
For that, like where you say like, okay, I need like this, and this shots, and we
There's
put
a
together
lot going
little
on
story.
In that video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy's wife was also extremely pregnant.
That's
at that
true.
Time, with it, and so she was very patient with us, even though my house was like really hot and we were jumping around and like shouting things. Yeah. And
because those playing shots are from Chris's living room,
yes,
oh, okay,
and on a July afternoon.
Wow,
yeah. So she was really, really patient and understanding with us.
That video got a lot of attention. I mean, it probably brought you a much wider audience. Have you had success like that with any of the other videos?
Not quite on that. Energy level, so okay. Sort of with the views, but not in the – there was a crackling energy in the air, I guess, around that. We have done a few videos that we've been pretty pleased with since then.
And we've gotten the views to back it up, you know, kind of some unilateral growth from the Space Force video. But that one did, like Chris was saying, feel kind of special. A lot of buzz, a lot of shares happening that we haven't quite seen on anything we've released since. But we're still going to keep pushing them out.
Okay. That said, you have a lot of new music that you've brought, some on CD, some you're going to play live. Is a new Stop, Drop, Rewind CD or album or anything physical and that you can hold and love and cuddle with at night when you're scared?
Would you like that if that was coming?
I would.
I have good news for you.
Okay.
So in addition to doing all that video stuff, we also wrote like a whole album.
Excellent.
So
how is it going to be marketed and what formats?
All the formats.
Yep.
Vinyl?
Except for vinyl because we are cheap.
Well, I mean, who knows?
You got me excited when you said all. My temperature went up. My smile came up. It's vinyl.
We've talked about that before, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's something I feel like people who like the band would be really into.
Right. If only there was some kind of record bin where we could sell our vinyl if we were to get them.
That was slick. All right.
That was. I like that. A little plug there. But yeah, think about that because vinyl is doing incredibly well. And even some of the local stuff, like Steepwater's stuff, is selling well in my stores. You know, we've had a second order with those guys.
Okay.
Awesome.
So CDs, not as much. Cassettes, we do sell a lot of cassettes, but not so much the local stuff anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you guys are playing all over. So I almost hate to say local because you're not really local. I mean, you're locally based, but you're playing, especially DJ and Chris, you guys are out there traveling a lot, right?
We had been. And that was, we finally felt like we hit a groove at the very beginning of 2020 with like how the booking for that works. Mm-hmm. And
the
like,
perfect time to hit to get into a groove on something.
Yeah, that's classic Stop, Drop, Rewind. Yeah. And people were showing up to things like in out of several areas in other states and like getting the bookings again and meeting the other, like all the things you want to do. And that was like really taking off October to January. And that was into 2020. So obviously that's all.
Yeah. Well, it's time to reboot, rebuild. Yep. Andy's got a million projects out there, and you guys have your own things that you're doing. You want to play a new song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, what are we going to do?
That's a great question. We wrote down a bunch, and then I forgot all of them.
Do we want to play one now here in the studio, or do we want to...
I would love to play one right now in the studio.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You're holding your guitars. You
may as
well.
One of the ones we did while everything was closed?
Yeah. Why don't we just let me... check my tuning real
quick. So is this a Stop, Drop, Rewind song?
Yep. This is a Stop, Drop, Rewind song. This is one that...
Is Andy going to do beatbox?
Yes. Andy's beatbox is amazing.
It's like the sound that...
I don't know like where to position.
It's like the sound that you make, or that a beanbag chair makes when you flop into it. That's what Andy's beatboxing sounds like.
That's kind of scary.
That was my inspiration.
You got to pick up your guitar... with the mic, DJ. Maybe drop it a little bit.
Okay.
This song is recorded, actually. We're technically counting this as one of the last of the single run, right? Am I thinking the right
thing
here?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
With everything getting kind of messed up, like we just discussed, our single cycle got interrupted. The plan has always been to do an album, like a long EP, like Player to Us this year or at the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple danglers. Like you said, Love No Medicine, which we played, came out in the middle of it. That was supposed to have like a whole release, and we kind of pushed it out early. And then this was one that was written as well, and we got it recorded during everything being shut down.
Yeah.
So we just are waiting for the right time to get it out. We'll probably get that out now that we've cleared the joke and a couple of the other like Space Force type videos. Mm-hmm. We're setting up the video for this one now so it can have its own full
Will those release. Also be on this album?
No.
No, okay.
So that will be a different... We can talk about that.
Okay.
Too.
All right.
But yeah, we've been pretty busy.
So what are we playing?
Two EPs. This is called Dinosaur Bones.
This will be a new single coming out in the coming weeks to months range.
You literally just wrote this, you were saying, right?
Yeah, this is a very new song.
Okay. Dinosaur Bones. Let's dig them up. We'll be right back.
days when giant footprints shrink and fade by light.
Kept his thirst for buried treasure.
Dinosaur bones. Good stuff there.
No flams there.
What's that?
I think I said the wrong. Are there no flams where I said there's flams?
There are, but flam is an onomatopoeia, so you can just use a flam as a.
Oh, ho, the double, the language schooling, and are you serious? The
flam,
yeah. That's what that is.
A lot of that stuff is paradiddle, oh, okay. Flam.
Who knew?
So, and I assure you, DJ, we will dig you up later, and we will look for you.
I like how he knows.
Oh, thank you.
I like that lyric in there. Will anyone come look for me? You know, yeah, we will. Good stuff.
The energy used to be subtle, DJ.
The energy level again. I mean, just with two acoustics, and you guys are rocking it. A lot of good comments on Facebook. People were chiming in.
Oh,
and okay, when it comes to songwriting. How does it work? Do you bring things in independently? Do you all three sit down and beat each other up in the basement until something comes out? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, pretty much all of those.
Okay. Yeah, largely the Fight Club option.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, it's usually Chris or I or the two of us together will generate kind of a nugget of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get like a verse or a chorus, just kind of a little something, enough to get the point across of the direction we're going. We'll bring that to Andy. And he'll kind of tweak it and tell us what's working. He's got a really, really, really awesome ear for kind of fine-tuning songwriting. That's something that we were missing before we had him. After we get this direction from him, we kind of take it back and refine the idea we had and, you know, add to it, bring it back. There's more refinement. Things get cut. You know, it's kind of a team effort, pretty much straight from the get-go.
Okay. Yeah. I always feel like we should have something weird, like completely bonkers off the wall to say to that question. Like, I go in the woods with a a flute, and then I
stand on one leg.
Yeah.
Most of our vocal lines are originally composed on pan flute. If that makes you feel.
You Zamfir fans.
It's the only like kind of Zen or like mystic thing is. You still don't really know. I can't explain like where ideas really come from. Besides just. That sounds cool, right?
It's like, that's I mean, dinosaur bones. Why would you sing about dinosaur bones? I mean, I like the connotation about, you know, they won't bring back time. And it's interesting, but where?
So we had the music for this one before we had any of the lyrics or subject matter or anything. Pretty much, you know, we had what we wanted to be like the head or the intro. What we had a verse, a functional verse, and a functional chorus, and a functional pre-chorus, all with no lyrics.
And this one's a good example, too, to... DJ sort of wrote that riff, the opening part, in like a 40 set. You were just noodling before we were like 2 minutes before a live stream. And there's like sometimes in noodling and just letting yourself be a little free with it, there's like ideas that speak to you. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to grab them and then see what it was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Quotes, okay. Right.
But so we had these sections.
Yeah.
Without lyrics, and it kind of sounds lighthearted. The music does sort of like it could support some meaning, but some kind of tongue in cheek meaning, right? So I don't want to come out and say exactly what I mean, or we wouldn't want to write a super devastating song to that music. But I can't help who I am as a person.
The dark side comes out,
right? Yeah. So I hear this song. And I think, you know, the message is that nostalgia is hollow and the framing device is the speaker as a child was super interested in dinosaurs and as an adult is a paleontologist but finds that he's not actually interested in dinosaurs anymore. He's interested in dinosaur bones and it's not bringing back those same feelings that he wants. So yeah, go ahead and apply that to your life.
You're doing the heady philosophical kind. That's similar to the Words of Scary Stories map, right? Because dinosaur bones aren't dinosaurs,
right?
It's like similar to the map thing, but more millennial destroying America '90s nostalgia-y, right?
Well, you guys have a lot of humor in your songs, but at the same time, it's dark humor because you're really pointing fingers a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, for the listeners, you got to really kind of pay attention to what they're doing with the music. You can't just kind of bop along because that's what I did when I first started listening to your stuff. I was just like, oh, this is fun stuff. And I'm kind of boogieing around in my chair. And then you start listening to the lyrics on some of the stuff. And there is a message in there. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes hard to hear because of the energy and the music. But if you really listen to it, you can take home a message. So interesting stuff. We're going to get to that song you just mentioned, Words and Scary Stories, in just a moment. One of those that I was saying off air is one of my very favorites that you guys have ever brought to this show. And you've brought a lot of songs to us here at Midwest Beat and Lakeshore. And that one, you said, has been out a little while?
Yes. That came out in the end of October in 2019. So that was one of the things we were touring on. Pretty heavily, or attempting to tour on heavily.
Okay.
We were in Ohio the night that came out. The release show for that one was at George's in Canton.
All right.
You're known for putting out songs like so many of the newer bands online. You do a big release online. It goes to all the usual suspects where people can buy them and stream them. But you also have released CDs.
Yes.
Yes.
And you mentioned on the other side of that song, Dinosaur Bones, that you're going to do a couple of more EPs as opposed to a full-length album.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to
release the 6 singles that we released over the past almost 2 years now.
Okay. Which is Love No Medicine, Space...
Not Space Force, but it'll be Love No Medicine, Floating Stone, which we'll play here, Words and Scary Stories, The Joke, Dinosaur Bones...
Open Water.
Okay.
Space Force was just supposed to be a fun video that just took off.
So it's on its own.
We put it out on streaming exclusively because people asked us to after seeing the video. We thought it was just going to end there, but people liked it, so we hosted it everywhere we could.
That's got to be on like a best of Stop Drop Rewind because that song really did get you some new people.
Oh yeah.
Which is great. Apparently we're busy because we did a Christmas song too, and we did like that medley.
Well, yeah, Stop, Drive, Rewind, Save Christmas.
Oh, we did a Christmas song this year too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
another one.
Yeah, it was about how Christmas is sad. Year too. Wait, I told you we wrote a lot while we
Yeah, I guess. I haven't heard that Christmas song. We did play the other one, though, on the radio a couple of times. Good Christmas music. New Christmas music.
So DJ was saying, yes, the goal with the singles was to be not a two-year cycle and to be on a physical EP when it was done, because we were planning on being on the road, and you have to have something
to sell.
Sell and get some gas money and things. And it's nice to have a physical product when you see a band. Even if you can't play it, it's nice to have the CD. Our art is always nice.
Right.
Because Anna does all of our artwork as well. And et cetera, et cetera, having an EP. And then we would have done a traditional EP release this, like, now, basically. Mm-hmm. Pushed back slightly. It will be long. It, like how Polarity was six tracks, so we called it an EP, but it's, like, over 30 minutes. It's the same kind of thing.
Okay. And we're in the studio on that now. That's all new music.
Correct.
Okay. So we got two more tracks here on CD. Words and Scary Stories, which I said is one of my favorites, but it's been out. The Joke, has that been heard by many people? Is that a new one too?
It is that one is new. Is. We did a music video for that one. It came out in
February.
February. Yep.
Okay. So that's like the newest video.
That is
yes.
The newest video.
Okay. Yes.
That's got like 60,000 views.
Yeah,
or
about 64,000.
Right? It does. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a story behind this? And we'll play it.
Yeah. This is another one that Chris and I kind of wrote during the heyday of quarantine.
Yep.
And it kind of also fits with the theme of dinosaur bones and nostalgia being hollow, but more just about being old guys playing music like we were when we were 10, but still feeling good about it and simultaneously bad about it, I guess.
Okay. So this is The Joke. You can check out the video online, but you're going to hear it here on Midwest Beat.
So often lost, just feeling sorry. Never could admit to being wrong. Ran myself ragged, shaped myself jagged, wrote it all down, and now it's gone. I don't cry, nobody talks me off the ledge. I don't mind, you might be right to say I've lost my edge. Some things don't come naturally. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Kind words post-catastrophe. Better days come, but they don't come free. Speak in generalities. I look up, practice apathy. Some things don't come naturally. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Wait till you see who the joke's on. What's happening? Has my conscience always moved so slow? So tired from stumbling and constant humbling makes me the best at laying low. I don't cry, nobody talks me off the ledge. I don't mind. Might be right to say I've lost my edge. Some things don't come naturally. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Kind words post-catastrophe. Better days come, but they don't come free. Speak in generalities. I look up, practice apathy. Some things don't come naturally. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Wait till you see who the joke's on. I don't mind, I tell myself, wish that I wanted something else, but it's alright, I'm just surprised, thought I was getting better, but now I'm only getting by. Some things don't come naturally.
the joke's on. Kind words post-catastrophe. Better days come, but they don't come free. Speak in generalities. I look up, practice apathy. Some things don't come naturally. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Wait till you see who the joke's on. Me.
The joke. The joke's on me. Actually, it's on him. But that's new music, Stop, Drop, Rewind. Love the harmonies on that, both the guitar harmonies, the vocal harmonies. It kind of reminds me of the Everly Brothers in a head-on collision with Proclaimers, with a few others.
Cool.
You don't hear a lot of harmonies in a lot of today's stuff.
There's 100 of them there. They're just really quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way super duper buried.
Okay. We've been loving this stuff. This is new music from Stop, Drop, Rewind. Six-song EP. So is that really an EP? That's a question we'll have to put on a Facebook survey. Is six songs an EP or an album? I say with the length of it, it's probably an album.
I was going to say, when all your songs are like 5 minutes, that's...
Yeah, that's an album.
We've got some deliberate song order choices and things to get between songs that make it not... It's not like a demo, right?
Right. So with this new EP, I don't know if I missed it, but do you have a target date to actually release it with everything, all the pandemonium going on?
Summer.
Yes.
This summer.
For summer.
Okay. And are you getting back to performing out a lot now? Are you comfortable performing out, first of all? And are the gigs coming back?
They're starting to.
They're starting to come back. We are playing locally, not trying to do a ton of... Nope. Licking and mixing here. I'm fully vaccinated.
Very good.
Yeah, like two.
I'm halfway.
Shots, nice.
Me too.
Me too.
So we're looking forward to playing and moving around, traveling and playing again.
Where are some dates coming up? Anything in the near future?
We will be in South Bend. What is the?
Well, we'll be at Zorn next weekend.
Oh, we're at Zorn. Yeah,
we're at Zorn on next Friday, a week from today, at Zorn Brewing in Michigan City.
Okay.
And then the 30th will be at Arcade Bar in South Bend.
What's it called, Andy?
Garage Arcade Bar.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So those are two next firm dates right now.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. These are happening, barring disaster.
And they are the guests for Nick Zorn.
Yeah. Zorn's up next.
Oh, okay. Zorn's up next. Nick's guest. Okay.
Okay.
So Zorn is actually going to be joining us on Let's Eat with Chef Nick.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Nice.
I thought they were going to sing with Nick at Zorn's. I'm like, what? Opa!
Yeah.
Nick and...
We work with Zorn a lot, and DJ.
Yeah, I'm getting married at their affiliate location. So.
Are you?
Yes, at the Brewery Lodge. So we're big fans of theirs.
So there will be plenty of pints to be had.
Yes.
Okay. When is that going to happen?
My wedding?
Yeah.
September 18th.
Wow. Very cool.
Get another date and the location.
Yeah, we can all crash it now. We can crash it. Wow,
hope
cool.
To see you there.
Are you guys going to be playing at your wedding?
You never can tell. The plan is to get a little jam going for the rehearsal dinner and see if all, because I have a family of musicians as well that'll be there and stuff. See if we can get the playing out of the way then so we can just enjoy the reception, but... You know, the beer starts flowing, somebody puts a guitar in my hands, you never know.
Of course, you do have an in-house booking guy here. You know,
he's putting my wedding band together.
Yes. Oh, really? Yes. Cool.
It's a family affair.
Apparently we're really predictable, you guys.
Wow. Stop, Drop, Rewind has been together how long now?
Is this year 12?
This is year 13.
13? Yeah.
Under that name?
Under that name, yes.
And you two met in sixth grade.
Right, so DJ and I have been making music together for 21 years this year. But we've been doing Stop, Drop, Rewind since the end of 2008.
Okay. And Andy, how long have you been in part of this?
Since 2015.
Okay. So you're kind of a veteran now, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've been around a while. And you've been a trio for a long time. You sometimes go to quartet.
We do.
And now you were a quartet last time you were here.
Yes.
So now you're a trio again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Our guitarist, Matt, he's a teacher, and he got an opportunity to teach down in Atlanta. It's a little bit closer to his family in South Carolina, so he moved down there.
So it was a good parting. I mean,
he's a great guy. We loved playing with him, appreciated everything he did for us, and he's on to bigger and better things, and so are we.
Okay. Now, Chris, you usually play the bass
I do. I've been known to do that, yes.
And so when you guys are doing it, you switch to bass in the live shows and DJ, you're strictly guitar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do the acoustic duo thing, but pretty much outside of that, Chris is exclusively on bass for us.
Although if you watch our most recent like funny style video, we play all of the instruments.
We all play everything.
If you didn't catch that one, yeah, we did a cover of Memory by Sugar Cult. It was a...
I don't even know who Sugar Cult is.
Oh, they were like a late 90s, early 2000s pop punk band. You'd know them if you heard them.
Okay. I would say I would probably think it was an original if you didn't say that. See, well, what a good song.
Sugar Cult shared the video.
They did.
Did
yeah.
they really?
Yep. Yeah.
That's got to be pretty complimentary and cool.
It was, oh, no, totally. It was really. Was yeah, awesome. It was nice. And they found it in a Facebook group, too. We didn't tag them or send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
One of their members is in a group and shared it out. And it was really nice, too, because it was a... on a compilation for a cancer benefit.
Okay.
A Chicagoland musician named Dave Gomez.
Buddy of ours.
Who we've played with in a couple of his bands, was diagnosed with cancer at the end of last year. So another local guy from around here put together 19 bands, did covers of songs that he likes. And then you sell it right online, and the proceeds go to him. So we did the video also to like spread awareness of the
very cool
thing. So Sugar Cult shared the benefit also, which was really cool.
Wow. You guys still have your guitars. Let's play another song. Okay, we are running tight on time. Chef Nick, by the way, will be up in just a few minutes, so get your appetites ready.
We're sticking around for that.
There's food. So what are we going to play?
This is called Open Water.
We released this song in July of 2019, right?
Yes, we did. This is a cool story behind it, too, or the release does, because we did kind of like a local artist collaboration. We wrote the song, obviously, but then Clint Worthington out of LaPorte, Indiana, did the cover. He did a painting based off of the lyrics of the song, which we then had Umbrella Ink tattoo in Valparaiso turn into a tattoo that a girl who likes the band got tattooed on her body, and we turned that into a music video.
It's just a time-lapse tattoo being done. So this is Open Water.
Yep.
Dream away a nervous child would dream, not what I don't, but what I thought I was about to. In your dreams, there's one to tell you. I can see the world of rivers, lakes, and streams. You leave the shore, or the current flows without you. Can't always reap what you could, but well to. Coast my home, and I'd spend my days on the open water, if I used to spend my time alone. Pull me like changing tides, and I'm going under. You start to sew my line, let me up, unless it seems too late to change my mind. I got a sinking feeling you'll pull me. Like changing tides and going under. Such an elegant machine to spend my time creating symmetry.
Jesus seems such a simple song to me to commit my life to such best imagery. What it means to need a break from your routine. The thing that lifts me up is what is wrong with me. What is wrong with me?
Can't always reap what you could, but plow to.
I do the only thing I know how to. I'm
not afraid of the open water I've spent so much time alone. Tides, and I'm going under. Too shy to show my line, unless it seems too late to change my mind. I gotta take a feeling you'll pull me like changing tides, and I'm going under.
all the cracks. Every look the men dial it back.
Morning now, there's no returning. Water surface, sunrise burning.
I'd wade through all my days, still never face it.
I'll be afraid until the day I am reclaimed by the open water, the open water.
I'd wade through all my days, fill in all the cracks, every look and then dial it back.
Morning now, there's no returning. Water surface, sunrise burning.
I'm not ashamed. I'd wade through all my days, still never face it.
I'll be afraid until the day I am reclaimed by the open water, the open water.
Pull me like changing tides, and I'm going under. Two sides to show my line, let me up, unless it seems too late to change my mind. I got a sinking feeling you'll pull me like changing tides, and I'm going under. I'm going under.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Stop, Drop, Rewind, Open Water, new song on the forthcoming EP this summer, and already online, correct?
Yes.
And the video is done.
Mm-hmm. That will be on our singles collector's edition that we're going to do, so we'll have a nice little extra thing that comes with that for people who reward people who follow along with the band there.
Excellent. What else is coming up for Stop, Drop, Rewind that we didn't talk about so far? We've just got a few minutes left. We're going to get to another live track before we let you go. So what are we going to let people know about? It's been a year coming, the new music, yep. And you're finally getting out there and you're performing again at Zorn and in South Bend. What else is coming up in 2021 that you know of at this point? Or what are the ambitions?
We covered a lot.
Yeah, we even covered my wedding so far.
Well, I know.
It's been pretty all-encompassing.
We did. The album, you know, the new album is the biggest one. We're in the middle of grinding that out and being in the studio. And we're having fun with it, but it's a long process.
There a name of the album?
Not yet.
Okay, so still untitled.
We haven't even named all the songs yet.
That's correct.
But they're done. They're all done.
There's still like a lot of working titles, like that song with the bass thing or like sounds like Blink-182 or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, looking forward to getting back out and playing, getting that. We will have a music video for Dinosaur Bones, which we played, coming out relatively soon. And we do have a live stream every month still.
Okay.
So that'll be on Facebook, our Facebook page. And
is that the Stop, Drop, Rewind Facebook page?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And when do you do that?
So the next one is going to be on the 29th of April.
Yep.
We'll be playing Blink-182 album front to back for that, I believe.
We will. We're doing all of 1999's, right?
Yes.
Anima of the State.
Yep.
Which has like all the small things, Adam's song, like all the hits on it.
So you guys actually learn an entire album just to do a virtual performance?
Why not? We got all this time.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
We'll definitely pretend that we don't already know the album.
Now, do you archive those as well? Can people go back and watch these?
They're all still there.
You could see all the ones Chris and I did from rotating his living room, my living room, you know, in last April.
Okay.
Go back all the way back that far, or all the new ones that we've been doing from our practice base at Andy's, where he has the drums and everything all set, mic'd and set up nicely, so we can get some good live sound, all three of us, the full band style.
That said, the live recordings, the stuff that you've already done that people have heard here and there, any idea of compiling any of those into like a Stop, Drop, Rewind live collection?
That might be something that we could offer the members of our Patreon once we get that off the ground. That's something we're kind of in the process of building a resume for, trying to get a back catalog of stuff to release to those folks should there be anyone who is interested in that type of thing.
Okay. Now, the thing is, with everything posted online and archived as they are, it almost takes away from the magic of having a special release, unless you don't post certain ones those back.
I mean, there's certainly stuff that we do that, you know, doesn't get put up for everyone to see forever. You know, people who were at our show last weekend, they already heard Dinosaur Bones. That's not archived anywhere. That's just something that we did, you know, for them, for that particular event.
Okay.
So there's still plenty of stuff that you get from coming to see us live that you wouldn't get from just a live stream, and not just the experience of being there. Like, we're cultivating different products for those. So there's a reason to do both.
Do you do any kind of video with the live show? It's not taping it, but like using some of the cool videos you've done with the filmmaking aspect now that, Chris, you're getting used to dabbling in that?
We have not yet.
You kind of did that for the Love No Medicine video. Kind of archive. It sort of served as the music video for Love No Medicine.
He meant the other way. Oh, he meant like a video element of the live show.
Got it.
That would be cool. We are we're not playing consistent enough like places. Okay. So you might be at like a club one day and then at a bar the next day and then the back room in front of the brewing equipment at a brewery the other day. And you'll notice none of those places have video equipment built in. Like,
right.
It would be a lot.
You'd have to invest in your own gear.
You'd have to have your own stuff. And like, we can't carry around a big enough video projector like screen to do that really well.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the three
just
of
seems
us
like
in this truck.
You guys are always ahead of the curve on so much stuff. It would seem like that would be the next step for some of the music.
Apparently now we have to do that.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
It would be very cool to do that. And we would like really overthink it and probably integrate it with like all the songs and stuff and not have it be just a random thing. But
okay.
That would be nice. We need a bigger budget for that.
It's on the table.
Yeah. We got about 8 minutes left. You want to do another live song?
Sure. We play some. This will be Floating Stone. Came out in April of 2019. This was the first thing we released for this.
Just play Space Force for Tom.
for this round of singles. This was the first one. The first thing we released after Element and Aftermath.
Okay, so this is a Floating Stone, not to be confused with Open Water.
Yes.
Correct.
The stone floats
in the open water.
There's
always a continuary through Element.
All right. Stop, drop, rewind.
At the wrong pace today. Felt the sand between my feet. Felt peace, it buried me. Turned on its side to keep time away. Time just grind its teeth, cause nothing beats this dizzy feeling.
No harm in hope for healing.
Breathe. Can you breathe? Can you breathe? All on your own. Speak. I can speak. I can speak. But obsessed on past life mistakes today. Built reality from dreams that drew and quartered me. Went back to sleep to keep shame away. No truth found in dreams can help me shake the fear that's building.
Self-healing, self-fulfilling.
Breathe. Can you breathe? Can you breathe? All on your own. Speak. I can speak. I can speak. But I won't. My floating stone. Legacy is a cliff that you can climb to. No mercy. The peak till it's behind you. It sometimes hurts to try to.
Legacy
is a cliff that you can climb to. It's behind you.
Never reach.
Cannot be defined. You'll spend forever hanging on. Breathe. Can you breathe? Can you breathe? All on
I can speak, but won't breathe. Can you breathe? Can you breathe all on your own? Speak, I can speak, I can speak, but won't my floating stone.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Stop, Drop, Rewind, live on Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're just about out of time. We're going to play a little bit of the final song, Words and Scary Stories. But before we do, guys, give the websites out again and how people can keep up with your live shows that are being booked. And again, you're at Zorn in Michigan City, correct?
Yes, next Friday.
Next Friday. Zorn is coming up next on Chef Nick's Let's Eat, so I'm sure they're going to stick around and say howdy. But yes. What are the websites?
StopDropRewind.com is always a great place to find out about us, and it has our web store, so if you like what you hear and you want to support, you can get some t-shirts and CDs and things from there. StopDropRewind.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They're all at StopDropRewind, and it's in the URL. And you can find us on TikTok now. Because we're young people. I am at SDRKLO. DJ is at DJCSDR. And I think Andy's on there as something.
Okay. And Andy, you've got your own website for Sutton Music, correct?
Yes. Yeah, SuttonMusicCo.com. And then you can also follow Facebook for local music updates and things like that.
And you've got your hands in so many different local careers, so kudos to you for that. And you're still full-time with these guys, too, Stop, Drop, Rewind. So
he's got his hands in my career.
Okay, that sounds like a good time to go to music.
Yes, it does.
This is Words in Scary Stories, Stop, Drop, Rewind, a final time. Chef Nick up next. Thanks for staying with us and tuning in. Adios.
History is allegory, the story is sealed. What's a fair price for a cup? Still it's auto.